You're listening to SBS News.
When British Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched a crowdfunding campaign to see the chimes of Big Ben sound off the country's departure from the European Union, he was met with divided public opinion.
The bongs cost £500,000, because
very costly bongs.
We're working up a plan so that people can bung a bob for a Big Ben bong, because there are some people who want to
bung.
I haven't quite worked it out.
The Prime Minister's vague hopes for a bong were soon diminished when it was found to be impossible to raise £500,000. That's the figure necessary to bring back the bonging mechanism in the iconic clock tower in the Palace of Westminster as it undergoes a $29 million renovation starting back in 2016. Crowdfunders, including some MPs, amassed more than £227,000, only to be turned away after the government revealed it had no plan and the House of Commons Commission no way of accepting public donations. Big Ben has been the marker of many historical occasions.
Crowds have gathered outside the House and all over the centre of London to hear the end of the war in Europe officially announced by the Prime Minister.
Big Ben, the largest bell in the Houses of Parliament's Elizabeth Tower, rang out as Europe declared victory in World War II and hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets in celebration. On Remembrance Day, the chimes of Big Ben are broadcast to mark the start of the two-minute silence. Big Ben has rung out at the state funerals of monarchs on three occasions, a toll per year of each of their lives. And although the Big Ben bong may not sound this year, Number 10 has now arranged for a light show featuring a clock counting down the minutes until 11 p.m, midnight Brussels time, when Britain will formally leave the EU. Richard Tice, chairman of the Leave Means Leave group and a pro-Brexit member of the European Parliament, says he has plans to sound out the Big Ben bongs via a speaker system.
And we've got a plan B. We will play the sound of Big Ben chiming, you know, that wonderful sound, loudly through our excellent speaker system, obviously on the dot of 11 o'clock. And there'll be, in the square here, there'll be, I don't know, 30, 40,000 people. And I think there'll be a huge roar of excitement, of momentous, we were here.
Mr. Tice says this will be a cause for celebration.
It is a momentous moment. It's a great celebration of the democratic will, and you know it's right to celebrate it. It's right. And of course, Big Ben, the sound of Big Ben is symbolic for democracy, symbolic for the Houses of Parliament.
But others don't share the same sentiment. Liberal Democrat member of the House of Lords, Tony Greaves, says celebration will not bring the country together.
Don't know what's going to happen. Some of us think it's going to be a disaster, but we will see. But that's not the point. First of all, using the national flag to celebrate something which is only half the country, for one party really and their fringe to appropriate the national flag, is completely wrong. People are saying we want to bring the country together now after the division. This is the last possible way to do it. Surrounding Parliament Square here with union flags is simply not the way to bring the country together.
Pro-EU protester Zoe says a hazy future is concerning.
I think it's a bit hasty. I think maybe we need to see what we're leaving with, how we're going to continue. You know, is it going to be for the better, for the worst? You know, what are we celebrating?
As for what happens on this Friday, January the 31st, most will see no difference at all. The end of Britain's 47-year membership to the EU will be as understated as its beginning on January 1st, 1973. But for political leaders, an 11-month transition period demands the resolution of key challenges: cross-border travel, personal rights and immigration. Meanwhile, EU diplomats brace for difficult talks on the post-Brexit relationship, preparing economically and politically as the union's second biggest economy leaves. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.